everybody. John Fitch Knows Nothing. We are with the remote guest today, Chris Medina. He is a spiritual guide, and we're going to talk today a little bit about what he does and maybe get a little reading done, see what's going on and what's in the future for John Fitch. And we'll see. Real quick though, I'm gonna play us in. It's John Fitch or Knows Nothing, episode 43. We're getting in the deep numbers. So I'm gonna play a little something to get us going. Okay. It's Christmas time, so I hope you're feeling festive. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, your troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletides gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us shall be near to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Yeah, all right.
All right.
So, yes, I was explaining to Chris briefly that I play that because I want to show people that it's okay to suck and do things you enjoy, even though you suck in front of people. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear hold you down. All right. So, Chris is someone who's on the mysticism side of things. And it's something you're the first person I've sat down to and talked with who has the ability to kind of see into the future.
What an honor.
So I've had my opinions on this stuff before, but I was like, you know, what good is an opinion if you've never even spoken with somebody who does this stuff?
Yeah, we spoke briefly the last time and we both shared kind of the same opinion when it comes to spirituality or the mystic arts, if you will.
Yeah, I think sometimes we take normal, natural, biological things and we just explain them away with magic.
Yeah, exactly.
So, because we had an initial conversation, not very long, about a 10-minute conversation, just kind of breaking down your past and where you came from. And you'd mentioned being bullied a little bit when you're younger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
you kind of developed some of these things through that. And for me, that's a sign of, you know, you paying attention to your environment and paying attention to different stimuluses, right? Negative and positive. And you were forced into a position with a lot of negative stimuluses to be very good at pattern recognition, because without that pattern recognition, it threatened your survival.
Exactly. Exactly. And I come from a very not disruptive background. My dad's Native American. He's Apache Indian. And my mom's Mexican. So I have that fiery Native side and also that fiery Hispanic side on that side as well, too. That, I mean, I had no other choice but to survive, if you will.
Well, it's a common theme that I talk about here on the show is the number one rule for everybody is survive. Mm-hmm. And then we get into a lot of talks about reproduction and reproduction strategies, basically dating and stuff, because reproduction is another form of survival. It's your genes, your biological need to replace yourself, mm-hmm. and right. Continue on with the organism, keep the organism going. So I think everything kind of falls into those two categories. I think they're like the underlying motor that drives everything, whether you realize it or not. It's you want to stay alive and you want to reproduce.
Right. Stay alive and learn the lessons that you need to learn so you don't have to repeat those.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean, because when the bad things happen, usually that threatens survival in some way, whether it's literal or, you know, just getting anxiety, high levels of anxiety raises your cortisone levels, your testosterone drops. It's bad for muscle. It's bad for your body. It's bad biologically speaking. So right. like you want to remove as much anxiety from your life as possible. And I think that's where mysticism comes in a lot of times, because that it fills a gap, because really we're just, we're naked monkeys flying on a rock filled with molten lava covered in water, you know, flying through space. Like, there's no rhyme or reason really to any of this.
So yeah, everyone's trying to hold on.
Yeah. So if you just think about that too much, like it can fill you with anxiety. Cause like, what are we doing? What are we doing flying through space?
Yeah, for sure.
So what got you started?
Man, I get that question asked all the time. I didn't fall and butt my head per se. A lot of psychics or mediums come in and say there was a tragic accident. I was born this way. Yeah, and so I don't, for as long as I can remember, I've always had the ability to tap in. I've always had that. People always ask, you know, who's talking to you? And I used to say they all the time. You know, they are telling me this, or they said this, whatever. And people are like, who are they? So we're going to use the word guides, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. So I've always had that type of presence around me. Even as a young kid, I think it was five years old. I started having really bad asthma at the age of two. I was in and out of the hospital. I'm older. So back then they used to put you in a plastic bubble. And I remember sitting there and I got poked religiously by needles all the time in and out of the hospital. And I sat there in the bed and I was like, I'm ready. I'm tired. I'm ready. This is 5 years old. I'm ready to die. And my guides came in and were like, nope, you're being set up for something different. Hold on a little bit longer. You got things to live for, more or less. And then fast forward all the way to the age of 38 is when I've had the ability in between this whole time, but it's when it really started to be my path, where the material world, and I hate saying this, but because it sounds so hokey, that's when the material world came to a crash. And my guides were like, this is where you're going to start doing what you're going to be doing. And it just, 2014 just happened.
So when you say guides, so mm-hmm. what were these guides and how did they come into your life?
That's another interesting question too. I don't see them. I hear, it's almost like a thought being put in my head and hearing them. They'll give me little signs or symbols or tell me what's coming into play. I know this is another thing that psychics say all the time too. I can't predict stuff for myself. I can predict a way for everybody else, but when it comes to me for personal gain, it doesn't happen. And it's more or less just lessons, plugging me into the person that I'm reading and giving me images of, you know, their childhood, what they're going through now, things that are blocking them, things that are keeping them from evolving, what I see in the future. And again, going down the hokey path of it, past life energy too. What stopped them in their past life? What did they come back to learn? What do they need to evolve from? So it's a lot of different things all at one time.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So I would almost, to me, that sounds like intuition almost.
Yeah.
Like, you know, rather than, you know, me saying voices, I would say I have an intuition. I have a feeling.
Right. And I used to say intuition as well too, but it's completely different from what I feel and what I see versus what I hear and what I get, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a, I hate to use the word channeling, but it's almost like channeling a different energy that comes in to tell me these things. Because my everyday way of thinking, my own intuition comes in, but the messages are from somewhere higher, I guess. I don't want to come across hokey, but that's how I view it.
Okay. Interesting. So what are some of the bigger things that you've seen that have come true? What are the type of things that have happened where you're like, oh, this isn't just playing games. Like this is real. Something's going on.
Yeah. Like I said, throughout my whole childhood, experimented with it. It kept me in and out of fights from being bullied. And then 2014, around that time, is when it started to really kick in. But in between this, like around, I'd say around 2009, when it really started to be hardcore, is, are you familiar with who William Cooper is?
Name sounds familiar.
William Cooper, well, Bill, he goes by Bill Cooper. He was a conspiracy theorist, if you will. And he came to visit, I don't know why he came to visit me. This was back in 2008. He would visit me religiously in my dreams and talk to me about worldly
dreams.
Yeah, worldly stuff. He would come in and show me worldly things, like things I was never even interested in, like politics, government conspiracies, alien stuff, all these different things that the government supposedly was doing with biological weapons. This is when that swine flu virus was really big back in 2008. And he had came back, he had came to tell me all these things that were coming in, and he was very, very insistent. And
he was like the before Alex Jones.
Yeah, pretty much. I did not know who this guy was. He, like I said, was very insistent. He would wake me up. He even got one so far as to tell me, get a notepad, get a pen and paper, and as soon as you wake up, write everything down. Just without knowing who he was throughout this entire time, he would come in cussing. He would call me a lazy ass. He would say, he's like, go get yourself a recorder because I can't trust you when you wake up to remember what's going on. It's easier for you to speak into this thing. So showing me all these different things, I found out who this was. 2008, 2012 was when I found out who he was. And I found out this book came to me that my friend called me and was like, I know who this guy is that's coming to visit you. I need you to go pick this book up. And it was called Behold a Pale Horse. And I read that book from front to cover, and it was William Cooper. I also looked him up on YouTube to hear his voice to see if this was the same guy. It was the same guy to come visit me, that came to visit me. That's when this really started. This was when he came in. He was like, there's going to be things that you're going to be doing that you're going to get in trouble for, things that are going to look down upon you, but things that need to be spoken about. So that's one of the most hardcore things, having an entity, a spirit, a ghost, if you will, come in that I've never even met before. Tell me these things.
So I'm gonna share the screen here. There's a Rolling Stones article about the granddaddy of American conspiracy theorists.
That's it.
Before QAnon, false flags, crisis actors, and Alex Jones, there was Milton William Cooper, an exclusive expert from Pale Horse Rider.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That book, believe it or not, I was living in Oregon at the time. That book was a pain in the ass to get. I don't know why they had it with all the occult stuff, like with the Satanic Bible. It was locked behind a glass case. They wouldn't give it to me to walk it down to the register. Yeah. And they followed me all the way up until I paid for it. Yeah.
That's interesting. I briefly have heard of William Cooper. I have friends that probably know a lot about William Cooper, I bet.
Yeah, he was really, really interesting. Like I said, he came in and I had no idea. I was at that time was very materialistic politics and worldly stuff. As much as, you know, my whole thinking back then was, what can I do? Like, I'm really going to go to the White House and I'm going to tell them, I know what you guys are doing here. You guys are making these, you know, blah, blah, blah. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
You can only affect what's right around you.
Exactly.
People, especially nowadays, people are getting really carried away and they're going on marches and they're doing all this stuff and they're not affecting the space around them.
No.
And they think they're going to fix the world. But, you know, when they go home, their home's a mess.
But here's the thing. My thing, and I mentioned this to you on the phone too. My thing is, if you're going to fix the world, you got to be truthful about your approach when it comes to fixing things. You got to be able to see things for what they really are and not go in there with this. And here's where I come in. I get shitted on all the time for it. You can't come in with this love and light type of mentality where all we, you know, we're if we just band together, we can stop everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I ended up doing a couple of shows after that, after William Cooper came to visit me. They were more of like conspiracy type shows. I actually had people email me and call me and tell me to keep my mouth shut.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's definitely this feeling of like, you know, we can have this great, awesome, amazing world, but there's just these people over there and they're stopping us. When the reality is, nothing's stopping you from having an amazing life. Just live it.
Yeah.
You know, put the time in with the people close to you and you can create that type of life. I think people focusing too much on the wrong things, they neglect the people around them, and then that spreads. I think it just spreads to the higher levels.
Yeah. I always, again, I mentioned this to you on the phone before we got into the interview, is that what sets me apart, my mission here, I've always been a psychic, whether people choose to believe that or not. I've always been a psychic. I've always been a medium. I've always been intuitive. Again, that's what got me through my teenage years and my younger years. Coming into this and seeing everything that I saw up until this point, I started to realize that, again, all this stuff, I've done those crazy psychic events where there's a million psychics under one tent, different mediums, different intuitives, different Reiki healers, and started to realize that there's one pattern when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. And this is people not being truthful with each other and wanting to put band-aids on things and cover it up with the band-aid of, this is go in peace, namaste, love and light. They're not actually fixing things. They're saying kind things and keeping the problem there. Nothing's being resolved. There's no evolution. There's no change. So when I came into it, I had told Jay, who reached out to you, who's a huge fan of yours, when we first started doing this, was in order for this to be successful for me, in order for me to get this message across, it has to come from a place of authenticity. I'm not going here. I can give you a futuristic type reading. I can tell you what's to come. I can tell you which one of your homeboys that passed away is waiting on the other side to speak to you. I'll do all that for you. But first things first, let's talk about what's keeping you back. What's keeping you from evolving and changing your life? What's keeping you stuck? And then we'll get to all the good stuff, because until we unblock that or get to the core of the problem, you're going to be jogging in the same spot.
Very true. I'm sharing your, I'm going to share the screen with your website right here.
Yeah.
This is chrismedina.guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost said .com, but .guide.
.guide. I had to make it psychic.
Yeah, it's good. It's, it draws you in, the stars. I'm ready to do it.
Yeah.
Get some ayahuasca and go.
That's one thing I haven't tried. I'm afraid to do that.
Yeah, I haven't, because like I guess I'm just kind of a dick, but like the whole ceremonial thing, it's a little bit of a put off.
Yeah.
Like if I could get some ayahuasca and drink it and sit in my living room, like I kind of want to do it. But like, I don't know if I want to like go into the forest, into the jungle and be all sweaty and have bugs around me. And then some guy I've never met before, you know, in a loincloth hit me with sticks and blown smoke on me. And I mean, I know there's a process or whatever, but at the same time, like, I don't know if I need all of that to have the same experience. Like, do I need?
Believe me, I look into it. Yeah, and nobody does individual ones.
Yeah, it's always a group type of thing, and then So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've had mushrooms before, and that was a great time. But like, we had our own. It wasn't really a ceremony. It was just by a fire, and it was great.
Yeah, I try to stay away from stuff like that. I got enough shit going on in my head to where I don't need anything to add to it.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah,
it's not for everybody. Sometimes you've got enough going on internally that you don't need the extra baggage.
Yeah, and sometimes it makes it worse. Sometimes people come back from that and they capitalize on the vision, or if you will, and just the negative part of it, and they end up dwelling on that. So that's one of the things where if I see something that's crazy, I don't want to bring it back with me.
That's true. Yeah, I had a DMT experience that wasn't fun. It kind of went to hell for a few seconds, and that was not. Yeah, it took a few years to like figure out what was going on too, because I didn't have a chance to.
After you took it.
Yeah, like after, well, because like I couldn't understand the imagery and like why I was seeing what. So I spent some years figuring out what was going on.
Have you ever gone to seek services from a psychic or somebody that's
you're the first I've talked to?
Oh wow. Yeah.
Cause I'm very critical.
I'm skeptical,
very skeptical, because I'm very science and order and biology based. I feel like most things can be explained with given enough time and enough research, we can figure most things out.
Yeah.
Like with the mysticism, I think is pattern recognition. People who actually know or actually are good at it and can do it, because I think there's an element of it in being a stock trader.
Like a people type reader, right?
You know, and there's people who know how to read peepers too, like business people who know how to cut deals. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. So like there's different ways and different elements of that pattern recognition, I think, that comes off to a lot of people as mysticism, which similarly, a lot of times with athletics and other type of skills, people write it off as talent. Oh, you're very talented. Oh, I wish I was born with that talent. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's developed. Like there's, you know, maybe something underneath, but a lot of it is developed over time. And it's kind of like just like a quick answer to why this person is able to do these things that I can't.
Right. I very much was like that at the very beginning of my career. Like I said, I've worked a regular 9-to-5 job for, I'm 43. I worked a 9-to-5 job for almost 20 years. Oh, and did that. Yeah,
You've been taking care. You should do some skincare and some anti-youth talks too, because you're 43.
Yeah, I feel, well, my body feels like it.
I'm 41, pushing on 42, but like, yeah, we look much
younger. See, our generation, our era, we end up looking better than some of these people that are fighting to fill their faces up with injections and shit. So,
Well, I think we're the best generation.
For sure.
Generation X.
Well, we can't. That's why I tell people when I do readings is that everybody that's being born nowadays here, they're desensitizing people. Back then, you get into a fight, something happens to you, you just go through it. There was no pill, there was no support system back then. You got into a fight at school, you got your ass whooped.
Life's hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Life's hard. Yeah.
And so now, when I was mentioning this a second ago, that coming into this, I had told Jay, you know, or at the very beginning of my career, I would do all the psychic stuff. Let me give you a futuristic reading. Let me tell you what the future holds here. And then I started getting called out on a bunch of shit that wasn't coming true. People were hitting me up and were telling me, Chris, this never happened. You said this was going to happen, and blah 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 blah. Me being still human and not wanting to be wrong, had issues with that. And I started asking questions. Well, what were you doing up until that point? What were you doing differently to change your path or your direction to go down that route? Well, nothing. You told me that this was going to happen. And I started to see, there goes the patterns and there goes the recognition thing. So I revamped my whole approach. And now I will give you that futuristic reading, but let's work on something where we can test, if you will, the ability that I have. And let's talk about what's, like I said, what's blocking you, what's keeping you from growing, evolving, ascending, whatever metaphysical word you want to use, and tap in that way. Because until we unblock that, you're not going to get all that good stuff that you're looking for. The relationship. How can you have a relationship when you're codependent and you have no backbone? You're going to get involved in a relationship for the sake of being involved in a relationship because you don't want to be alone. You're not learning anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I want to come in there and I want to make it real. I want to make it authentic. I want to kind of wipe out all the bullshit that's going on where people are paying. People ask, you know, why don't you up your prices? I paid $1,000 for this person to burn a 9-foot candle for me. And here's the thing, though. The metaphysical person will charge a person $1,000 to burn a candle that they've never even seen before. This person's going to keep that candle in their store, wherever they conduct their business at, and burn it for you. But they're going to give you the $1,000, and your wish is going to come true.
Yeah, so pay me $1,000. Any of you guys watching out there can pay me $1,000. I'll smoke a 9-foot joint for $1,000.
Exactly. your problem's going to be there tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like that's my big thing. And then going and doing these events and seeing all this, I always talk about this on my own show. The healers that you go to, these people that you're going to seek these services, are more messed up than you are. And the number
one of the things that I was talking to somebody about is like, if somebody is psychic and all these people are psychic, then where are their amazing lives? Like, wouldn't they always make the right choice or pretty close to the right choice? Wouldn't they buy the right house in the right neighborhood or drive the right car?
They would be so ascended. They'd be so, you know, what's the word? So free and so love and light. They could float on a cloud, right? But you don't see that. You don't see that because, again, all it is, how if that was the case, I'd be a billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Just to play the stock market. You would have bought Bitcoin.
Exactly.
2008. You'd have bought a bunch of Bitcoin in 2008.
Yeah.
And you'd have a helicopter. We'd be shooting this from your helicopter.
Yeah, but I totally get where you're coming from when it comes to the skepticism. Like I said, I'm skeptical too when it comes to that. I don't like people taking advantage of people. I don't like people being lied to. I don't like people messing with people's lives. I've seen people on the verge of committing suicide based on what a psychic tells them. Or they go visit a medium. I love this one. How many times you go visit a medium or you see a medium do work and they're doing a gallery type show and the first thing they say to their point to the right side of the audience, I'm picking up a grandmother type figure. And everybody on that side of the audience is already like in their late 40s, 50s. Good chance their grandparents are dead, right?
Yeah.
Tell us something that's going to move us. Tell us something that, you know what I'm saying, that we can truly bank on.
Mm-hmm. I got one of my listeners. I want to put up her question here.
Yeah.
Kayla. She corresponds with me quite a bit, Facebook sometimes. Kayla says, Chris, leave your email with John for me, please. We do the same work. Light attract light. I'm a parapsychologist, certified medium, and metaphysician. Would love to chat with someone who understands these gifts, our work.
For sure.
Is there a contact on your website?
There sure is.
Okay.
Chris at chrismedina.guide.
Okay. Make sure you check that out, Kayla. You can reach him there. And you guys can... get your brain power, your mysticism brain power together, and levitate or something.
So what's your belief system?
I'm very based in science and biology. Very, very strong in biology. I think we've been conditioned to ignore our biology. I think there's a lot of natural drivers in us already. I think 50% of all of our decisions are based on pre-programmed biological responses, right? We have chemicals and things in our body that are released and reward us. We have intrinsic reward systems for certain behaviors. Mm. Sometimes that can lead to trouble and get us addicted to bad chemicals, right? You get that dopamine rush that normally is a good thing, that's something that adds towards survival. But if you can synthetically do it with a drug, well, now you're just sitting in the corner doing drugs, getting that dopamine hit, rather than, oh, I found the food. Oh, I found the water. Oh, I found shelter. Oh, I found a mate. Oh, I found something that helps me live. That's usually when the dopamine comes in. You also get it from, or the serotonin, you also get it from video games. I think a lot of people are addicted to video games because there are, they're triggering natural biological responses that are there for you to survive. So you end up just playing this game instead of being out living and doing it in real life.
Right. But how many people are taking the time? Here's the thing. You would, if you sat there, I'm talking to you specifically, if you sat there every day with me and listened to the readings that I give on a daily basis, mm-hmm. you'd find one thing here. Not everybody, a good majority of these people, 9 out of 10 of them, don't have the time to take the time to go within, mm-hmm. to figure out what's going on with them.
Or unwilling.
Because it would force them to see the truth, yeah. and nobody wants to uncover that. So again, how can we forget metaphysical stuff, forget psychic, forget medium. How can we have a good life? How can we enjoy our lives when we're not happy within?
Yeah.
Well, we can't take care of ourselves. And I mentioned this to you on the phone too. Here's another thing that's a total misconception. The world, everybody, they're conditioning everybody to believe, help your neighbor, help your brother, help this. My thing is help yourself first, yes. not being selfish, not coming from a place of shittiness, but if you can't help yourself, how can you help somebody else? Mm-hmm. And why would you want to put somebody else before you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the idea of altruism. I fully agree with that. You gotta make your bed, clean your room, take care of you first. I have a different opinion on the word being selfish, like or being selfish. I think it's nuanced. That's more nuanced than we're led to believe. We're always told it's bad, but I think there are second and third order effects that if you examine, you can see that being selfish is a very good thing. You know, if you take care of all of your stuff, you get all of your stuff done, it opens up time to be able to help other people. If you selfishly clean up around you, you clean up your neighborhood. If I go around in my neighborhood, you know, I bought a house. If I go around my neighborhood and pick up garbage, I'm doing it selfishly because it raises the property value. It keeps the property value high because it's clean. It's nice out. Like people don't drive around and it's scummy and dirty, you know? That's a selfish thing that helps keep my property value high for my house if I need to resell it and make money. But at the same time, it keeps it nice for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So there's a second order effect with me cleaning up my environment around me. Like I selfishly want a clean space. I want my property value to stay high. And in turn, the people around me will benefit from it.
Yeah.
So I think if we just pull back at what we're doing, like sometimes being selfish is far better.
That's what I tell people. You first, not coming from a place of ego and pride, but why distract yourself with somebody else's mess or their trash when you got enough in your own yard?
We have a lot of young guys that watch us. So I tell them like something you need to do is create your frame. That's something in your 20s you definitely need to do is you need to figure out who are you, who do you want to be, like where are you going, like mm-hmm. what is your frame, like the house is like a frame of a house. Like you can put all kinds of other stuff around the frame, but like your frame is your base. What is it? What are most
your
people have no
idea, your core.
No, people have no idea what that is. Who am I? So they just flip flop around trying to fit in with any group possible just because they want to be a part of a group. So yeah. You need to find your base, find your frame and stick to it and build off of that frame. And people will, you will find your tribe. Your tribe will find you.
Exactly. But see, here's the thing. People are not taking the time to do that. They're conditioned. They're being conditioned to believe that everything that you see on reality TV is what it is, reality, and it's not. And I always preach
all pro wrestling.
Exactly.
I say when people ask, why, how could that happen? Why is that happening? I'm like, it's all pro. Everything is pro wrestling when you really break it down. Like all the politics, yeah, all the stuff on TV, whatever, it's all pro wrestling.
And my one thing to everybody is you were made to look different. Me and you look nothing alike. You have your unique abilities. I have my unique abilities. Why not take pride in who we are and discover what those abilities are about?
I love characters. I love the differences. I'd hate to hang out with me too often.
Take a chance.
Yeah, I love characters. I love different types of people. The most extreme are the most fun. So since we do have you here, I'm going to utilize you
for sure
for my own personal benefit.
Okay.
Right. I'm getting close to maybe retiring. I may take another fight. It depends on if they offer me the right one, but I may be close to retiring. So I'm looking for ways to make money outside of the cage. So I have my hand in several different pots, but I don't know which one to put most of my effort into.
Okay.
So that would be something that I could use your guidance in. If you have anybody speaking to you about which direction I might need to go or anything like that, that could be very helpful.
Yeah, for sure. There's going to be let's start first things first here. Let's bring the truth out and let's talk about what's holding you back. And I'm not going to give you a full blown reading here, but some of the insecurities and fears and some of the self-sabotaging that you do with yourself, because one minute you'll have this idea that you want to do something. And the next minute it's training your thoughts to completion. Does that make sense? Kind of making sure that you've thought of all the different avenues of the one project you're getting into before thinking about jumping on another one. So again, going within and taking the time to figure out what it is that you truly want to do. Because I mentioned to you on the phone, I see teaching. I see some sort of teaching come into play. But then also too, there's other things that were, I see appearances coming into play too when it comes to hosting or doing things like that. What is it that you want to do? That's the thing. I know I'm supposed to give you the insight, but when it comes to you, talking yourself out of it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think, I've got some good people around me right now, so I'm not talking myself out of anything. So that's why I've been full bore into a lot of stuff, and things are starting to feel good with that. Uh-huh.
Revenue
hasn't started coming in yet, but I'm starting to see a picture. I'm starting to see the way. I'm starting to see a path.
Yeah.
$2 super chat from RC Propaganda. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead, Chris.
No problem. Taking the time to figure out what it is that you want to do, because I see, again, you're going to be like, well, what are these three things that are coming in? And I don't want to be generic and I don't want to be basic here, but there are a couple lessons that are going to come into play when it comes to business and who you're associating yourself with. So if you're on the fence when it comes to a certain person here, stand your ground there. Because again, your intuition and your way of thinking is starting to evolve and change here. So again, I don't want to go with the whole, oh, you're being tested type of thing. But I do see good things coming into play. And I also do see money coming in. But this is you and your way of thinking, getting yourself there first and not talking yourself out of it. I know that you mentioned you have good people around you, but the ultimate decision is going to come down to you and what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the options, or what do you have your hands in right now, if you don't mind?
Well, you have the podcasting here is one of the things. And then, the teaching. So that's a few different avenues of teaching, some on online courses and seminars altogether. So those are kind of the angles that I'm going with. I have four different podcasts that I participate in. And then I'm setting up a January 18th seminar here in San Jose, AKA, and I'm going to start hopefully doing one. At least I'm going to try to do at least one seminar a month.
At first. Watch, watch for February, because February is going to come in. And again, I can't, here's where psychics want to overstep. And again, I'm probably going to get shit for this, but I don't like to overstep my boundaries. This is not a cop-out, but February, come February, there's going to be opportunity that comes into play. And I think that there's going to, what I see is two other guys. So there might be teammates or your friends that are going to get you involved in this. This has to do with hosts. This has to do with hosting and or televised stuff. So do you know what's coming into play by February?
No, but I am one of the podcasts I do, Fitch and Tickle Smash Everything. We did our first live show. It's kind of like just a test to see how it would go. We did our first live taping up in Sacramento at the Punchline up in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look for some more small venues to do some more live shows. Mm-hmm. So it's possible, end of January, February, we do some of those.
Yeah, this is I see this specifically around February 10th or the 12th. And again, here's where it's going to get gay and it's going to get hokey. I'm seeing gold there. So when gold comes into play, that's karmic energy. There's something that's going to be given or an opportunity there. This has to come with your work too. Also too, just really fast, I don't want to get too personal here, but you've got a couple of things in your personal life that you need to clean up. And make sure you need to alleviate the stress in your mind too. And again, this comes in with the self-sabotaging, or again, maybe I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole, but a little bit of the self-doubt that you have sometimes. Because again, your way of thinking here, I sometimes question whether or not you're trusting yourself 100%. Feel free to challenge me. Feel free to tell me I'm full of shit.
Well, no, I think I trust myself. I think the thing that's holding me back is anger, mostly. Because I'm just finishing up with the divorce, and it was a situation where I had a person who was really holding me back from earning, right? I had a person who was holding me back from earning money while mm-hmm. complaining about me not making enough money, and then leaving and taking half of my money.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of anger with that, you know. It's like,
when it comes to you, I don't mean to catch you off, I just want to say this really fast here. When it comes to you, stop second guessing yourself, because your heart could be bigger than your brain sometimes, and that leads you down bullshit. Does that make sense? And then what ends up happening is you end up getting resentful towards it when John's already thinking, I should have known better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, your guides, but again, I don't want to be hokey, but your guides, angels, messengers, whatever it is that you choose to call them, we can just say they are going to do a real number on getting you to get outside of your head and start trusting in what it is that you want to do. Because again, at the end of the day, we can say this person held me back, but I feel like, again, not to point the finger or get my ass whooped by you, but you held yourself back because you knew better. And that's the thing. It's kind of like a double edged sword with your way of thinking. It's again. I'll stay away from you. We'll use intuition. I'll use that a high level of intuition, but then also the practicality of well, I can't go based off of this here. So again, when intuition wants to come in, your practical way of thinking, your everyday, your lower mind talks yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
It's a possibility, because a lot of the stuff I'm trying to do is never, I like to venture off into new territory, places where nobody's ever gone before.
And that's what's going to set you apart.
Yes. Well, and that was, you know, with the fighting thing. When I started fighting, when I decided to move from Indiana to California to pursue fighting, there was no fighting. Mm-hmm. There's maybe 500 guys in the world who were trying to fight.
Yeah.
You know, so like there was no end game, really. It was just like, oh, let's just try this. Let's see where it goes. And then it kind of blew up in 2005. I started fighting 2002. So yeah. I put, 3 years into it before the UFC did their Ultimate Fighter show. And that's when things started to blow up. we got a message here from Jason Mayhem Miller. Is this really Mayhem Miller? He's telling tell that dude to close his door. He's talking about
He says,
it's freaking me out, bro. What's in there? He's like, what's in there?
Yeah, by my friend's house. She's a stylist.
It's a boogeyman. If you don't know Jason, if that is me, Jason, he's hilarious. Jason Mayhem Miller, he's a space cadet. He's one of my favorite people. He had a show on MTV called Bully Beatdown.
Oh, okay.
You ever remember that?
Yeah, vaguely. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I could model the outfit on for him if you'd want, and we can make it a really good.
That's great. Oh, Oh yeah, so that this guy Suchi says he's got sparkly shirts in there.
It's my I swear to God, it's not mine.
Ball busters, you can't do anything with these guys. He's like, he's asking if it's a crystal ball.
Guys are funny. It's a crystal ball that I made into a shirt.
We got RC Propaganda again says you got a $2 super chat. Thank you very much for that. It says Punchline Sack is legit. I could make it there for sure. Yeah, hopefully we can get back there another time. We need to get some more resources. I want to get like a screen so we can show and share screens and put stuff up there to make fun of. That'd be a good time. Yeah, so
he's messing with me. He wants me to put the sparkly stuff on.
These guys are funny. Oh, that's funny. Okay, so again, yeah. So you've been doing this for how long professionally? Like, and this is this your solo gig? Is this able to
my solo gig? 2014. And I thought I was crazy. 2014 came in. I got the word again from my guides that this is it. Push is going to come to shove. You have to leave this place. It's done. It's over with for you. I mentioned this over and over again. Jay and I were killing it. We were running a family company to a combined income of $200,000 between the both of us. I wasn't going anywhere. And my guide said, oh, you are leaving this. And push came to shove. I had a blowout with the owner of the company. Was devastated. I was like, what am I going to do? I have my two kids I need to feed. I just bought a brand new car. I have a house note to pay. How do I go down
the stress? I feel that.
Yeah. How do I go down this path of telling everybody I'm a psychic medium and expect them to pay for it when I'm already skeptical of these psychics that are out there? My guides were like, just do it. So Jay came in and was like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, you got to book me the very first thing that comes across your way where they want a psychic, a medium, or some sort of reading. And the very first thing he booked was Comic-Con in Portland. Hmm. So we did Comic-Con. I sat there and it was hokey. He wanted me to dress up as Professor X. I told him, no way. I know. Can you imagine with a bald head? Professor
X and do readings. That's
yeah. A gay dark-skinned Professor X with a bald head. Sitting at Comic-Con. And I got shitted on. I had people walk by saying, you know, what are you doing here? Who are you? Why is the psychic here? And I was like, and then I started to be human, Chris. I started being materialistic, Chris. I was like, your comic books that you read are filled with psychics.
Why wouldn't that? That's very true.
Yeah.
I'm sharing your website again because some people ask about contacting you.
Make sure
they can get a look at that. So if you guys can check that out, it's chrismedina.guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That's really funny. They're like, this is so unreal. This is such bullshit. Why are you here? Why is a psychic here at my comic book?
Exactly. And then I had these kids come up.
As, while he's dressed as Spider-Man, while an adult man dressed as Spider-Man is saying, this is bullshit.
Yeah. I'll have to. Because during that time, the cast of Walking Dead was there. Lou Ferrigno was there, the original.
Love Lou Ferrigno.
Lou sent his security guards to my table. I thought he was going to beat the shit out of me. They came up and they were like, oh, we need to see you. Mr. Ferrigno wants to see you. And I was like, what did I do? And he was like, oh, he wants a reading. He had me back there three or four times giving him a reading.
That's really, awesome. Really good
guy. I read the cast of The Walking Dead. I read, I read so many different people there. And that's when it all started. And then Jay, I mean, like with no experience, I mean, again, not to sound gay or hokey, but this is my path. It just started to light up. I had reality stars reach out. Jay put me on radio shows. We started doing the podcast, just putting my name out there, and just blew.
Yeah, you just got to pull the trigger sometimes, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And again, you live and you learn. You figure out, again, what works for you. And what worked for me was making sure that, again, not coming from a place of ego or pride here, was to set myself apart and not come out here and give future readings and tell John Fitch, you know, in 2 years, this could very well happen. You're going to be a billionaire. You're going to fall in love with this beautiful woman and blah, 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 this or whatever.
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of that. It seems that that's what it is. And that's why, you know, heavily skeptical, because there are people who learn cold reading.
Yeah.
You know, they walk into a group. There's pickup artists who do this to pick up chicks.
And the one thing I'll tell people too is when they go get a reading, they'll say, Chris, what's the very first thing that I should prepare for? You don't go in there, you don't tell them anything other than your name. And that's if you have to. If they're psychic and they are a medium, they should be able to tell you what's going on with you. So when people sit down for a reading with me, that's the very first thing is I tell them, don't tell me anything. You feel free to call bullshit at any time, but when I hit something, just acknowledge it with a yes and we'll keep it going there. Because what psychics do is they'll say, well, what is it that you want to know? And what is the very first thing they're going to say?
Yeah, they'll go right into what they're dealing with. Or like one of the, there was a South Park who did this and they were making fun of it.
Yeah.
I think it was around the time where everybody was doing the, they had the Talk to the Dead TV shows were on. People would audience weekend. The guy would be like, oh, I'm sensing somebody had a traumatic childhood. It's like, you got 50 people in the room.
Yeah, I even raised my hand. I was like,
yeah,
who didn't?
It's like, I'm sensing a blonde person. And then it's like, some people put their hands down and they just center in until they get somebody. And usually that person will volunteer information because they're like so blown away the fact that, oh my God, maybe he is talking to Uncle Charlie.
That medium stuff. I mean, again, I know you're skeptical. I'm going to put it out there really fast. So that medium side does work though. I've had readings where people have come to me. I'll sit there and I'll give the person that I'm reading, the living person, a reading. And what I do is when the medium side starts to come in, I know I'm going to get shit for this too. Everybody wants to come in and wants to talk to me. They want to make their presence known. So what I do is I filter out who's really here for the person that I'm reading. And this one time, I got, this is a good story for your audience. One time this man came through and he was telling me, would you tell her to shut her effing mouth? That I went over this with her over and over again. She's still harping on it. The fact that I have to come back and speak to a F, it's a homosexual word. He called me the F word. I'm not kidding.
Bundle of sticks.
Yeah, he said, you know, blah, 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 this, and I'm listening, and she's looking at me, she goes, everything okay? And I was like, I don't mean to be rude or disrespectful to you, but was your father a miserable piece of shit before he died? Was he racist? And she was like, yeah, why? And I said, he's coming in loud and clear. I was telling her what he was telling me. She said, oh, that's my father. And I said, what is it that you're looking for? I said, what is it that he told you to mind your own business about? And it was family bullshit. So when it comes to the medium side, again, I'm not going to try to make you a believer on today's episode, but that it comes through. I get touched on a nightly basis. I have spirits that come through that want to make contact all the time. I had this lady, I was living in Oregon, that came in and told me, she caught me at the very tail end of waking up, and she was like telling me about the town that caught fire and there was a bunch of people that had died and blah, blah, blah. So that's another power trick of mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's interesting that. So you're saying that you just have random voices will come to you all the time.
Yeah. And again, I have to filter out who it is for. And again, if this is just somebody.
I like my me time. I like to just be alone with a book sometimes. I don't need somebody to tell me shit while I'm reading.
Or tapping you, trying to wake you up while you're asleep.
So my closest thing to spiritual thing that ever happened that made me kind of feel like, oh, maybe there is something out there, was the paralysis demon. Have you ever had one of those sleep demons, whatever? I think that's what it's called.
It's sleep when, paralysis.
Yeah, it's like you're awake, but like you can't move. Like I have had that happen a couple times. I was dating a person and their house, they said, had a spirit in it. And they could see out of the corner of their eyes, they'd see a kid running by, or they'd see something in the mirror sometimes. So I don't know if I saw that or if it was implanted in my head because they said that, but regardless of that, I definitely got stuck at least once pretty bad in like a sleep paralysis, and it was awful.
Did you see anything when it happened?
No, it was just, there are other times getting out of the shower, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye in the mirror. That's something they said they saw all the time. There was a time I saw a kid running out of the corner of my eye, but these were after they'd already implanted kind of like that idea that there was something there. So I don't know if it was.
You're already making your excuses to what you saw. You said maybe they implanted this in my head.
Yeah, maybe they. Well, because I'm saying it's like if they never would have said anything about it and I saw it, it would be different. But like just the fact that it was brought up. But the sleep paralysis, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Because they're saying like it would happen to them like regularly in that house.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me a couple of times where, again, where I you can't even get the words out.
It's a struggle to breathe sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. Jay, who was a complete skeptic, at the very beginning of this, before he started managing me, his grandmother who passed away came through, and he was like, she doesn't speak English. And I was like, what do you want me to say? Oh, when you're on the other side, everybody learns how to speak English or whatever. And I was like, when she comes through, she's giving me images here. But he actually saw something. I didn't tell him this until he actually saw, because I didn't want to scare him. But there was a Bell's palsy.
Yeah, Bell's palsy is the name of it. Is that what it's actually called? Sleep paralysis?
No, Bell's palsy is like, I think that's when half of your face gets paralyzed.
Oh, this guy's funny. Yeah. So cheap.
Jay saw, there was this, your spooky story, there was this guy that was pretending, and I know it sounds crazy, pretending to be a crow, and he was squatting in between the wall and the toilet in my bedroom. I woke up and I saw that. Didn't say anything, I just let it go. That same morning, Jay looks a little shook, and I said, what happened? And he said that he saw the same thing where this guy was pretending to be a crow, huddling in between the stairway. We've heard knocking. We've heard people run across. It was just us two home, run across the top stairs. You could hear the footprint. You could hear the footsteps running across the stairs. I saw just a pair of feet walking across with no legs attached to it, knocking on the wall, doors opening. Yeah.
Interesting. So, okay, I'm going to give you my biological explanation of what I think could be happening, right? So everything pretty much is theory, whatever, string theory, like everything's theorized to be just a vibration. But you break everything down to the smallest possible unit, and it's something that vibrates, right? So if it's a vibration, then depending on the strength of the vibration, it could last a long time. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
Like throwing a rock into the water, that ripple continues for a long time. Like every little action we take, you know, it affects every other vibrating piece of everything around us. Yeah. So if somebody had super traumatic experience or something with high energy levels or whatever, high vibrations, maybe it's possible that some of their energy, some of that vibration is left over still, and we're still able to tap into it some ways.
You're talking about as far as like a ghost or a present?
As far as a ghost or a present.
Yeah. That's interesting that you say that, because when people tell me, here comes the medium side of it, when they ask me, oh, can you pick up on my dad or my brother? It happens three ways for me. Either the person will come directly through and tell me what's going on during the session, like they're an active part of it. The second way it'll come through is that the person will be there but not say anything. I know that they're there because they're waiting for me to see if I'm going to mislead the person that I'm reading. Or three, if neither one of those comes through, a picture will work. And I will tell people, I would be very surprised if you told me this person was haunting your house. What I do see back here, and again, this is going to sound hokey, is residual energy. There's residual energy from the soul, the essence, the presence that was once here. So you are going to pick up the essence of the person. I wouldn't go so far as to say they're haunting your house, though. So very much what you said. Is that what you were talking about? Like the vibration?
Yeah, like the energy signature could just be still there, still lingering. It hasn't faded yet, maybe.
For sure, yeah. It's interesting.
Rather than there's an entity. Because these things never really act upon anybody. You don't really ever hear about a ghost like beating somebody up or stealing your lunch money.
Exactly.
They're just there.
Yeah. And people tell me all the time, well, how do I get rid of it? Well, what's it doing? Well, nothing. I can just feel it. I mean, you know, what do you want me to tell you? I can't see the person living next door to me. I can't get rid of them, you know?
Yeah. They annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Let's see. Adboxer One has a question for you. He says, will Yoel Romero ever win a UFC belt?
I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
Say no. No, he's gonna be mad. So you've just said all the betting lines. Everybody is not gonna bet for him now.
He's gonna come looking for me, beat my ass. Dude,
have you ever had that? Have you ever had somebody coming to you? Have you ever had like a gambler? Somebody's like, hey, I'm gonna figure out who's gonna win this horse race, or I'm gonna figure out the Super
Bowl. I wish. I wish I know somebody that claims to be a psychic as well too, that literally sits there and tries to predict the lottery numbers on a daily basis. Yeah, I wish
he's
I could.
Only, he's only got to get it right once.
Exactly. No, I'm pretty. When it comes to my ability, again, like I said, I'm a skeptic as well too. I want to keep it real. I want to keep it authentic. I don't want to bring in the hokey love and light gimmicks or the fake made for TV stuff. And again, I'm going to keep it real. If I was as good as everyone, you know, claims to be when they're a psychic medium, I probably wouldn't be sitting, no offense to you, I probably would not be sitting here doing this interview. I'd be spending my money on an island somewhere.
Mm, yeah, me too. So what is it possible? Is there any way to measure or record or prove any type of this activity that you all have ever seen?
I mean, my readings, I mean, I can, for me, I would say my readings speak for itself when I do that. I actually, do you know who James Randi is?
I don't know.
There's a Netflix documentary called The Honest Liar, and James Randi is a magician. And
is that his name?
Yeah, something.
Something Randi. I think I did see that.
Amazing Randi or something.
Amazing Randi or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
He had a contest. He took it off. He was going to pay somebody $1 million to do a psychic test. I signed up for it. I probably wouldn't have passed it because it was more like telekinetic type stuff, but I wanted the opportunity to kind of prove to go in and give him a reading based on that. But yeah,
Greg Randini maybe or something, but yeah, he used to go on TV shows and people who like say they could like move things with their mind. He
would, yeah, like Uri Geller. Yeah, Uri Geller was a mentalist. That's what they call him. And they, he would bend stuff he would bend a spoon with his mind or make watches start up again or whatever. And yeah. James, like, no, this is you're full of shit. This is how this works. Mm-hmm. And you would debunk stuff too. So again, yeah, when it comes to testing it, I'd love to. I wouldn't mind doing that. I have nothing to hide.
Houdini used to do a lot of that also.
Yeah, yeah.
He would, because that was a big thing with him. You know, at the time when he was doing his magic stuff, was people were doing readings and that type of thing, and he would go and he would try to debunk them.
Yeah, it's easy. It's again. Going back to my past and just saying that really fast, I told you on the phone, I used to be a huge liar and a manipulator. That's how I would talk myself out of getting my ass beat, was telling people, tapping in hitting on their insecurities or their fears or what they wanted to hear and maneuvering that way. So again, very much what you said at the very beginning, there's people that come in that have incredible common sense, incredible street smarts. Look at the hustlers. Look at the born hustlers that can just people read and manipulate and like con artists. And that's what they do. They do it a couple of times. They pick up, like you said, that pattern, and they go from there. But again, when it comes to my readings, I'm telling you, don't say anything to me. Let me go in for the first couple of minutes and tell you about you that I've never met before. Mm. And then we'll get to the predictions, and we'll get to the past life stuff. Because a lot of times, again, people come to me that have had readings from people that have had past life readings. And they would say, oh, I went to my past life regressionist, and she had told me, oh, you know, you used to be this great warrior princess in your past life that died saving your husband. Well, what good does that fucking do you now in this lifetime when you're codependent and you can't even get out of bed to do anything? Mm-hmm. Where's that strength? Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. That's the past. Let's focus on what's going on now.
So before we're getting close to end here. So before we go, is there any past stuff for me? Do I have any past lives or anything that come through and scream at you?
Yeah, you. When it comes to and there's a lot, without sounding hokey, there's a lot of people that have had lots of past life energy, people that have walked over and over again, and there's also new souls that come in here that maybe had one lifetime before, or this is a brand new life for them, a new light here. With you, you've always struggled with you and them. Me over here and them over there. So a lot of times the best person for you to be around is you yourself. But that's because that's a defense mechanism for you that you bring into this lifetime as well, where I told you at the very beginning, start trusting in your, it's okay, I'm not saying that you're scared or you don't want to speak up here, but it's your way of thinking that does you in. It's more of like a lower type mentality. They're not going to understand. Maybe, is that going too far down the rabbit hole?
Oh, no. I have very high standards with people and behavior. Like I expect people in my inner circle to behave and conduct themselves the way I do,
But here's the thing,
which
when
keeps
it
my
comes,
circle very small.
oh, for sure. And here's the thing with when it comes to when people ask me, and I'm going to circle right back to you, what about relationships for you? What about friendships? That's the hardest thing because I'm going to compare me and you. People are disappointments. And
Yeah,
people.
especially when, people don't put in the same energy that you have put in.
Exactly.
When they don't
So,
take the same risks that you have, it's very
right.
disappointing, yeah.
So when people tell me all the time, well, Chris, I hate when you badmouth other people and you say there's no hope for this person. John, let's be truthful here. You've been fighting for how long?
Oh man, 17 years.
Okay, and you've seen a lot throughout your career, right? You've don't tell me that you have not looked at somebody and said to yourself, that motherfucker's never going to change.
Yeah, you can see guys, they're just like you know they don't have what it takes. They're not gonna step up to the next level. They're not gonna pull the trigger and get done what needs to get done. Yeah,
But then they turn around and they tell people like you, that's a pipe dream. This blah 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 here, whatever.
That's
And then
I had somebody on the stream once said, you're not gonna be successful because you do things your way instead of, and they put it in quotes, the way. And I was like,
that's
that
you're
blew my mind that somebody was like, they were trying to shame me for doing things my way. And then like, oh, you have to do it the way. They quoted it themselves, the way. Like I could see you physically became uncomfortable at that statement. It's
I hate
such a slave mentality. It's disgusting.
that. Again, how can you create your own footsteps when you're walking in the footsteps of somebody else?
I'll just do what people tell me. That's what I'm going
Exactly.
to
Oh,
do.
you know who brought that word to me? That Bill Cooper, sheeple. Where everybody just falls into formation here. The sheeple. And with somebody, so just wrap it up really fast with you here. When it comes to that, the thing that bothers you is that disappointment and that resentment that you have towards other people, because then you start to categorize it. You start to pattern people after each other. The way that you think, you categorize people as, I'm not going to say as the same person here, but you'll put them in the same buckets. This person reminds me of this person here. So again, with you here, I think that you really fast, without going down the metaphysical thing, start getting in touch with, you want to call it your intuition or go within here, start listening to that voice here. Because again, like I said, there's going to be a lot of mental, without sounding hokey, a lot of mental cleansing here, a lot of bringing you to the forefront here. So don't stray away from wanting to be on that path of myself here, or what I want to do here, and not following other people, because you're going to see how it pays off. It'd be interesting to see what happens to you in February, because that seems like a very, very good month for you.
We'll be interesting. There's some things that could happen. We'll see. But thank you very much. I'm going to share your website one last time for everybody. Why am I not finding this? Oh, I closed it. I'm a dummy. Okay, here. We go. All right, sorry for the technical difficulties. We go. All righty. So this is your website, Chris Medina. You guys can reach out. He's got a contact page. You can see all the other stuff he's doing. I'm still skeptical, but I do know that I know nothing. That's why the show is called that. Be open, guys, because you really don't know. Nothing's 100%. The only thing we really know is gravity is real, and we're all gonna die someday.
Exactly. Those
So
are two things you can count off with.
be a little bit open. You never know where you're gonna get good advice or good directional, advice in that sense. Thanks for coming on the show, Chris. It was great having you. It was a good talk.
I mean, what a great opportunity. What an honor. I'm serious. Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to speak to your audience, to be on your show, and to speak with you directly.
This was great. And then I'll be sure to be very vocal if anything pops up for February. That'll be fun.
Feel free to hit me up or hit Jay up.
All righty, man. That
All
sounds
right. Well, thank
good.
you so much.
Thanks for coming on. I'm gonna wrap it up here. We'll see you around.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, guys. What'd you think of that? Is that pretty cool? I thought that was fun, man. That was the first time I've done one of those. And cool. These off. Hope you guys will tell me what you guys think about that stuff. Leave comments. If I didn't cover anything, if I didn't ask hard enough questions, whatever, let me know. But I wanted to have fun with that, and I did. So we're doing it. I'm doing it my way again. I'm doing it my way again, guys. Instead of the way, the way. All right. Let's play you out, okay? Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a whole year. Doesn't surprise me. Happy Christmas. I wrapped it up and sent it with a note saying, I love you, I'm in it. Now I know what a fool I have been, but you kiss me now, you'd fool me again. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, give it to someone special. Yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. All right, I'm going to head out of here. Yeah, I heard about Rory taking off. He's scared. He's scared. I beat him. He's running away. Me and Lima, let's make it happen, guys. Me and Lima needs to happen. Have a great day. I'll see you guys.